Welcome to this weekly edition of the Bay Pay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from February 17, 2020 to February 21, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On February 17, here were the news. Standard Chartered, Australia's Assembly Form Payments joint venture in Singapore. PayRight welcomes AFIA's Buy Now, Pay Later code. Billa becomes Wirecard and Wirecube's customer. Swedbank teams with SIA to send instant payments through EBA Clearing's RT1 platform. Brazilian e-commerce expected to grow 18% in 2020. Biller Genie launches Apple Pay and payment plan features. U.S. non-store retail sales rise 6.4% in January 2020. APIs streamline cross-border SMB payments. Creating LATAM's commerce digital value chain. Suppliers' late payments woes expand across borders. On February 18, here were the news. Domino's rolls out PayPass to expedite carryout orders. Accor, Visa sign global partnership for payments experiences. SumUp launches MasterCard-powered SumUp card for business payments. Sophie, MasterCard work together for debit and credit card suite of products. HDFC Bank, Innoviti provide one-stop UPI and Bharat QR solutions. Rapid, Visa partner for fintech and payment services. Mobile wallets to become one United States dollar TLN worth industry in 2020. Bank of Ceylon, Mobitel introduce QR payment solution in Sri Lanka. Fiserv solution enables merchants to use mobiles to accept payments. QR mobile payments promote cashless payments in Malaysia, says Global Data. I2C, Smart Health PayCard deliver payment solutions to U.S. consumers to manage healthcare costs. Altibi expands telehealth services in MENA via Fortumo's platform. KickServe and FreedomPay join forces on hospitality payments. PSCU's Lumen enables digital payments for TN Credit Union. Bank Financial Equipment adds SMB reach. French fintech closes $4 million for new neobank. On February 19, here were the news. Ria Money Transfer, Austrian Post sign remittance partnership. Visa, Accor enter co-branded card partnership. Paysend unveils global account in Europe. CPI Card Group, Harland Clark reveal growth achieved by instant issuance solution. V Promos rolls out loyalty, text messaging, and processing solution for SMBs. Wirecard, Raiffeisen Bank to offer financial services across Central and Eastern Europe. Cardtronics enables cash balance reloads for Amazon customers. Worldline chosen by Subway as provider of omni-channel payment solutions. Amber Group partners with NCB to launch mobile payment app. Aditi is officially announcing their products to the market. Card incentives jump on businesses shift away from cash. MasterCard, collaboration is key to scaling real-time payments. On February 20, here were the news. Nuve to sell credit card to Israel's Max Group. Radar payments launched by BPC at MPE. World Remit announces partnership with Vero Money. Deutsche Bank launches digital FX platform for corporate clients in Sri Lanka. Open Banking deepens its SMB accounting, lending presence. How streamlined B2B e-commerce payments boost sales for event vendors. Making cash flow management a priority for young firms. Combating commercial cards' need for the personal guarantee. On February 21, here were the news. Gig teams up with Group Very to boost user experience. Cardnox unveils browser-based POS solution. Gap offers shoppers credit for donating resale-ready apparel. BBVA backs UK-based gig economy fintech wallet. Robots to deliver orders amid coronavirus spread in China. CashPlus launches payment tracking for its SMB cards. Sweden's central bank floats e-krona as digital currency. Sensoft AP will be seamless in work with QuickBooks. B2B investors reveal their appetite for ResTech. Driving the self-service model in SMB InsurTech. Slashing ambiguity in the B2B partnership payments process. Deep dive, safeguarding B2B e-commerce and the corporate customer experience. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.